This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton.
Four additional bodies were recovered Sunday from the collapsed condominium building near Miami, Florida, bringing the total death toll to 90. Miami Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told reporters Sunday that among the 90, 71 bodies had been identified. 31 people are still listed as missing. Three young children are among those recently identified. Miami-Dade Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky said on Sunday that the recovery operation would last roughly 2 to 3 more weeks. The search for survivors officially ended at midnight on Wednesday, nearly 2 weeks after part of the 12-story Champlain Towers South building collapsed on June 24th. There's a grand jury investigation into the cause of the condominium collapse in Surfside, Florida, and six families have also filed separate lawsuits. COVID-19 vaccine maker Pfizer said on Sunday it will meet with U.S. health officials as soon as Monday to discuss the need for a booster dose of the coronavirus vaccine. The meeting comes days after the drug maker and its partner, BioNTech, announced plans to seek U.S. and European regulatory approval for a third dose of their COVID-19 shot amid the spread of variants and data they say shows heightened risk of infection 6 months after initial vaccination. That push prompted a quick response from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They both say Americans don't need a booster shot right now. Top health official Dr. Anthony Fauci, in several television interviews on Sunday, said U.S. health officials are not dismissing the possible future need for boosters, but more data is needed for any formal recommendation. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Cubans took part in rare protests on Sunday against the communist government, marching through a town chanting, "Down with the dictatorship and we want liberty." The protest was in San Antonio de los Baños, a town of about 50,000 people, southwest of Havana. It came as Cuba experiences its toughest phase yet of the coronavirus pandemic. And on the same day, Havana reported a new daily record of infections and deaths. Social anger in Cuba has been driven by long food lines and a critical shortage of medicines since the start of the COVID-19 epidemic. The country of 11.2 million people was left relatively unscathed in the first months of the outbreak, but it has recently seen a spike in infections and a new record of 6,923 daily cases reported on Sunday. 47 people died of COVID-19 on Sunday. That brings the total death toll for Cuba to 1,537. Under hashtags such as hashtag SOS Cuba, calls for assistance have multiplied on social media. Everyday citizens and rap stars alike have urged the government to make it possible for much-needed foreign donations to enter the country. Egypt's highest appeals court has upheld the sentencing of 10 leaders of Egypt's outlawed Muslim Brotherhood to life imprisonment. The state-owned MENA news agency reported Sunday that the appeals court upheld a 2019 lower criminal court decision that found all 10, including the group's supreme guide, Mohamed Badi, guilty of charges related to killing policemen and organizing mass jailbreaks during Egypt's 2011 uprising. That revolt culminated in the ouster of longtime ruler Hosni Mubarak. The defendants were found guilty of helping around 20,000 prisoners escape and of undermining national security by conspiring with foreign militant groups, the Palestinian Hamas group and Lebanon's Hezbollah. Several thousand people have protested in front of the Georgian parliament demanding the ex-Soviet nation's prime minister resign over the death of a journalist who was attacked and beaten earlier this week by anti-LGBT protesters. Cameraman Alexander Lashkarava was found dead in his home by his mother earlier Sunday, according to the TV Prevail channel he worked for. Lashkarava was one of several dozen journalists attacked last Monday by opponents of an LGBT march that had been scheduled to take place that day in the Georgian capital of Tbilisi. According to media reports, he sustained multiple injuries and had to undergo surgery, but was discharged from a hospital Thursday. The cause of his death was not immediately clear. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.